art is an act of decoding. We receive intelligence from source and interpret it through the language of our chosen craft. In all fields, there are different degrees of fluency. Our level of skill influences our ability to best articulate this translation, in the same way vocabulary affects communication. This is from The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. It's page 331, chapter translation. The name of the chapter is translation. And I love this because it reminds me that this is not about becoming something. This is really about letting go, which is much more difficult. It seems in the case of my life. I don't know about you. But once you step into it, you see that it actually is easier because all you have to do is start to see yourself not as someone who needs to gather more information, but as someone who needs to let go in order to allow that universal intelligence to translate through us what is meant to be shared through us. So it's like in the same way Wayne Dyer, one of my mentors, said that you're here to give the gift that you have within to the world. You're here to share your music, and don't die before you share yours. And that gives us the perspective that, oh, maybe you can relax a little bit and allow that to come through you. And when it comes through you, you realize your connection, your interconnectedness to all beings. And I think this is what has been attempted and been described in many different religions, whether that's Christianity, whether that's, you know, the Bible traditions, or whether that's the Eastern traditions. But they're all saying the same thing, that there is that intelligence that if we stop saying this is how it should work out and trust in the path of that higher intelligence, if we trust in that path that the higher intelligence is laying out for us, even though it feels as though it's, what, this is, it seems like it's getting worse? What? Seems like everything is getting worse, but when you start to realize that everything has to fall apart in order for it to rise, because all of the energy of living the way that you did has to be cleared in order for there to be room for that new creation to come through. And so once you start to see that, you'll realize that one of the most important attributes, in the same way that he said, our level of skill influences our ability to best articulate this translation. Well, maybe then we're just developing skills like we're in a video game right now. And one of the highest important, one of the skills that is the most important, or one of the most important, I can't say the most, is faith. This is not a religious faith necessarily. Faith comes to us in the known form of religion, but religion doesn't own the concept of faith. But it is tapping into the truth of the concept of faith. And I think so many people struggle with faith because at some point they feel like they've been let down by that creator, by God, by the source, by the higher intelligence, by the Tao, whatever you want to call it. And when you reconcile what happened in that past, then it starts to become clear. Oh, I distrust that higher intelligence because I don't think that it should have worked out that way. That's what I did. So if you say for a second here, just try this on. Maybe you needed that event in the past to happen in order to get you here. And you're in the perfect place right now. And when you reconcile that energy in the past and call that back to you, you'll see how much more power you have. and that nothing has gone wrong and everything is exactly where it's meant to be, including you. How freeing is that? How does that feel in your body? I can feel that in my heart. I really can. And I know that when I took that perspective, it changed everything for me. And then I began to continue that perspective into the future and then also how things play out in the present moment. So what that might look like is that you might have things seemingly getting worse in your life. But if you have faith that all of it is working out in your favor, that is maybe the requirement for it to work out on a higher plane. It's as though your faith is the thing that brings it through. Because here's the thing, it will work out eventually. But we still have free will. So if you choose to not have faith, what's going to happen? Well, it may work out or it may not, but it will eventually work out because you will eventually have faith. I have faith. Eventually, you will have faith. If it's not in this life, it'll be the next. And then the question is what is the utility of faith? If I have faith in that higher intelligence and how it is creating, and I'm co-creating with it, and that it's giving me the ideas through decoding, which is literally what he's saying, right? Rick Rubin with art. That's what art is, decoding. You start to see how that flow works. But if you were designing a game, you would probably design one where you have to have faith in order to take the non-linear path. Or you can take the linear one and do what everybody else does, which is try to climb the hierarchies, work a 9-to-5 till you die, because you need to do that. And that's what we need to do. Instead of risking it, is how those people tend to look at, you know, the life of the nonlinear person, where you're following hunches, you're following your intuition, you're going in directions that don't make sense, but you just feel as though it's meant for you. How does that feel? It's exciting. But at the same time, you have some fear there because maybe you're already on that path, which I'm assuming you are if you're here. So you're already halfway there. Then what's stopping you? Well, it's probably the fear that it's not going to work out. So as you move down this path, it's revealed to you more how that level of faith, what level of faith are you at, really? Like if you had to put it on a scale, 1 to 99, if you had to self-evaluate right now, where are you? Remember, faith is not exclusive to religion. Faith is a spiritual concept because that's the nature of faith. It's a connection to that higher intelligence. And so if you're at like a faith level 35 and you had enough faith to take the nonlinear path, then it would make sense that as you go along that path, you would need to then, in order to really embody what you're here to do, you would need to then keep taking it and keep having it get close to working out because you need to eventually get to level like 99 faith. That's the goal. I mean, we're talking high echelons. In order for you to embody that greatest potential, there may be some times where it seems sketchy, where it seems like it's not going to work out. Because what does that do? That gives you a choice. It gives you the polarity to make the decision, the duality to make the decision. Am I going to trust more in this moment? Or am I going to not? And then you see when you don't trust, maybe trusting was the move there. And it comes back to utility. What good is not trusting? What good is not having faith? What does that result in? Because it takes you off of the non-linear path and back on the linear path. And so you're like jumping two different timelines here. So if it's not working, it would make sense if you're not fully on the path. You keep forking and you keep going on the other one because you keep feeling that fear or that whatever that is, that anger that it's not working on your time. There is a potential for you to just be completely at peace with what's happening in your life right now and be completely loving and blessing people as you walk around because you're just so happy and you want to give that love. Because when you're fully filled up, another Wayne Dyer reference, if you squeeze an orange, what do you get? You get orange juice. So the way that you're reacting in your life is a direct reflection of you being squeezed. What's in there? Be honest with yourself. If you've got anger in there, you've got guilt, you've got shame, that's because life is squeezing you to see what you got in there. And to see is one aspect, to then give you the opportunity to let that go through the metacognition of I am now aware of what's in there. Because the first step is always awareness. Then when you're aware, then it's about surrender, letting go, stepping in as much as you can, but also trusting that you are connected to that intelligence and that the more you step into this path, the more clear that intuition becomes. So the more you step in, the more you, let's say, meditate, the more, let's say, you stay in that frame all day, not just in meditation, the more you do that, the more it's revealed to you, the more that intuition is cultivated. It's at a 67 instead of a 32 now. You're starting to level it up. So that skill takes a little bit of time to develop. So if you start to see that, well, then there's no shame in what happened in the past. You let that go because you realize there's nothing wrong with you. You're in a game and you're developing skills. You got 32 intuition. Your intellect's at like 68. And, you know, your... your physical aspect is, you know, you can name that. Where are you at out of 100? And so what skills are you developing? What's the utmost importance to you? And when you take that frame, you can kind of have some fun. You can kind of take it less serious. How's that feel? You can take it a little bit less serious. I really do think we're in a game. I mean, that's why I named this the Human Game Podcast. You can call it a dream. Ooh, voice crack, but you can call it a dream. Yogananda called it a dream. Cosmic beam. He saw it like a picture, like a projector, and a projector beam. But that was the reference he knew in that time. I feel as though if Yogananda was still with us, Paramahansa Yogananda, the Kriya Yoga Master, for those that are not aware. I feel like if he was still with us, he would probably see the game reference in the video games. And if we look throughout history, I think the metaphors that we use are in direct reflection of the technological advancements of that time. So, in essence, why are you here? Why do you want success? You ever ask yourself that? What do you want? You just want money? You just want a relationship just to have it? Is there something deeper there? There's a difference between preferences and insecurities. Because if you come at it from the frame of, I need to be in a relationship because I don't feel whole with myself. Maybe you're a man and you want to be with a woman because you're looking for someone to nurture you, but really it's because you don't nurture yourself. So you're disconnected from half of yourself, which would be that feminine half. And if we all have that masculine and feminine within us, then it would make sense that you're looking for that in someone else because it's something you're denying yourself. But if everyone has that within, it's giving you an opportunity. You see the game there? We look for it outside of us to then realize that it was within us this entire time. How do you think renunciants can do that, right? It's not because they deny the impulse of wanting that feminine or masculine, whatever it might be. It's that they learn how to access that within. So when you have that within, you feel so complete. And then maybe some people might be on that path. It's just like if you play games, there are monks in the game. There's a class, a monk. Then there are some, there's a warrior class. There's a shaman. Your priest, all these different classes. And so maybe in today's day and age, some people are going to take the monastic path where they go in a monastery and they do that. And some people might take the monk path but not take the monastery route. So it's getting kind of clear, but then not attaching yourself to a specific archetype. It's like you can understand the archetype exists, but you don't have to be like, this is it. And to the point where you think that this is what you need to do because yada yada. See how that mind, logic, reason starts convolute and it starts to convince you this is what you should do instead of relying on that intelligence to guide you. So the mind can be a tricky thing. And so if you see it as there's a blueprint of the creator, and in the same way, if we are all cells in the body of God, there is an inherent design within us all. So that divine is waiting to, that design, divine design, is waiting to be accessed by you. And you can develop skills along with that. But nothing is being denied from you. There are just different paths. And when you get really clear on what path you're on, and you have faith, and you set that intention, you have that coder command. This is the coder command. I trust that it will happen because it feels like it's genuinely for you. The thing, there's so much abundance in this world. There's so many potentials of what you could have an experience. And I feel like you have the desires you have for a reason if they are pure. And you have the other desires that you have if they're not pure for a reason as well, whether that's karmic, past life. You might have been working on this for 1,000 years. You're like, why is this so ingrained? I thought I did all the childhood work. I already went through all that. And it's like, you've been 6 incarnations deep working on this. So don't overwhelm yourself, but understand that this is powerful stuff. And with great power comes great responsibility. And I trust that as you begin to access your inherent power, that blueprint within you, that you can be trusted with that power. And that this path is for those that are willing to look beyond the physical linear. I have to go into the system to then get the result that I want through doing these specific actions. No, I am going to allow the creator to reveal to me the path that most people will never see, or pretty much anybody can't see. Why am I choosing these things? Tapping into my intuition. The intuition cultivates, and that's where the magic starts to happen. And remember, all the stories in most religions, right? We see this in the stories of the Buddha. We see this in the stories of Christ and in other beings, even in the scriptures of the Bible, for example, that it was like the last second until it actually happened. The beings in the stories, the Buddha, it's as though God, that higher intelligence, waited until the last moment to really help that person to cultivate that faith. And then, boom, it happens. So, level up your faith. Understand your intentions with things. Am I going for money just because I feel insecure? Or am I going for money because I want to serve the world and I'm just a channel for that money? Am I trying to figure out what I need to do out of some insecurity? And what I need to do with my life because if I don't figure it out yet? Is it coming from a fear place or is it coming from a willingness place? I'm willing to do whatever it takes to tap into my higher purpose on this plane. And you see how those intentions, those subtle intentions, make such a massive difference in life. And what this is leading towards is a place where you become adaptable no matter what situation you're in. You could be in the city, surrounded by all the different frequencies, constantly barraging you, people all over the place being mean, just being annoying, and it doesn't bother you at all. You still are able to operate at a high level of consciousness and do what you feel like you're meant to do, no matter what environment you're in. And if you are in an environment right now which feels as though it's not conducive to your growth, the honest truth is that it probably is. And I say that with so much love because I resented the environments that I was put in for such a long time, thinking, if I could just get to a space of my own where I was clear, I was out in nature, I would be good. But then I realized that I needed to learn how to operate in any environment because that's true high-level gameplay on this plane. So that way, you can go into the darkness. It's like you want to be the light in the world. There might be that feeling you have within, right? There probably is. If you want to be the light in the world, you got to go into the dark. You don't turn a lantern on outside when it's light out. You turn the lantern on when it's dark. For a reason. So you can't always expect everything to be perfect. It's you learn how to access that inherent light, that interconnectedness to that higher intelligence, no matter what environment you're in. And it might seem as though you know deep within that you're here to do big things. Well, then you've really got to go through those trials to forge you into that high-level being. So if you start to see it that way, that what's happening in your life are the trials that get you to the place where you really want to go, that's the faith. That's the faith that I've been talking about. And when you have that faith, you begin to trust. When you begin to trust, you begin to let go, and you begin to love again. You begin to open up your heart, because faith is an opening of the heart. Faith is an opening to everything. And when you start to see that intelligence within everything, you start to realize what's really going on here, that everything else is just you in a different body, in a different form. And it's all here for you. So the person that cuts you off on the street, here for you. The person who does this or does that in your life, your annoying boss, your parents, your siblings, whoever it might be, they're all here for you to catalyze you, to give you the opportunity to come home to yourself and to stop abandoning yourself and to see how you can love and set boundaries when you need to, right? Because you can lovingly set boundaries. It doesn't have to doesn't mean that you just take it from everybody. No, you can say, I love myself more than to set myself to someone who is going to treat me terribly. And so that boundary may need to be set. But if we look at the great masters of the world, they don't avoid going to places where it seems bad. They go there on purpose because they know that's where they're needed. So maybe you're needed in those places where it seems like this isn't the place for you because it seems so this or that. Maybe that's where you're needed right now. And that's when you start to trust again. That's another reason to trust. Maybe what's happening in your life is exactly where you're supposed to be. There are no mistakes. There are only actions and consequences. Let go of the guilt. And you start to move up in the scale, and you start to really embody your potential. There are no justified resentments. In truth, there are no justified resentments. That's a really tough one. But the ego loves to justify and resent things. And maybe this is giving you an opportunity to do just that as well. And it's not only you're doing that so that you can be a loving person, but that's so you can free yourself. Because if you're still resentful, it's like the story of the Buddha, where if you're holding on to a hot coal intending to throw it at someone else, you're just burning yourself in the process. So whether it's a situation or it's a person, whatever the thing that you're resentful of right now, or you have felt that for in the past, got you here, and this is the perfect place. I'll finish up with a little bit more from the book. Consider your craft as an energy alive in you. It's just as much a part of the cycle of evolution as other living things are. It wants to grow. It wants to flower. To hone your craft is to honor creation. It doesn't matter if you become the best in your field. By practicing to improve, you are fulfilling your ultimate purpose on this planet. It's not about who you're playing against. It's about doing the best that you can with what you've got right now. And trusting that this game is about leveling up within yourself, leveling up your faith, leveling up your trust, leveling up your ability to take action when you feel inspired, Wu Wei, non-forcing, and to step into that flow and to have that intuition to know when to move and when to stand still, to play chess not by rushing your moves because you think you need to win quicker, but by understanding that life is not only a game, but it's like music. Are you living your life trying to rush to the end, to a specific part in the song, instead of listening and seeing the beauty of this moment right now? Just as though your life is a song, and that this moment right now is actually a beautiful part of the song if you'll see it. But how busy are you judging it, saying it's not? There it is. That's it for today on The Human Game. If you want to check out what I do, what I'm about, what I offer, the links are below in the description. I'll see you on the next episode. And until then, peace.